This questioning process helps because, as you can see from my answers, regardless of our willingness to do vulnerability, it does us. When we pretend that we can avoid vulnerability, we engage in behaviors that are often inconsistent with who we want to be. Experiencing vulnerability isn't a choice. The only choice we have is how we're going to respond when we are confronted with uncertainty, risk, and emotional exposure. As a huge fan of the band Rush, this seems like the perfect place to throw in a quote from their song, Free Will. If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. In Chapter 4, we'll take a closer look at the conscious and unconscious behaviors we use to protect ourselves when we believe we're not doing vulnerability. Myth number 3. Vulnerability is letting it all hang out. One line of questioning that I often get is about our let it all hang out culture. Can't there be too much vulnerability? Isn't there such a thing as oversharing? These questions are inevitably followed by examples from celebrity culture. What about when movie star X tweeted about her husband's suicide attempt? Or what about reality TV stars who share the intimate details of their lives and their children's lives with the world? Vulnerability is based on mutuality and requires boundaries and trust. It's not oversharing, it's not purging, it's not indiscriminate disclosure, and it's not celebrity-style social media information dumps. Vulnerability is about sharing our feelings and our experiences with people who have earned the right to hear them. Being vulnerable and open is mutual and an integral part of the trust-building process. We can't always have guarantees in place before we risk sharing. However, we don't bare our souls the first time we meet someone. We don't lead with, "Hi, my name is Brené, and here's my darkest struggle." That's not vulnerability. That may be desperation, or woundedness, or even attention-seeking, but it's not vulnerability. Why? Because sharing appropriately with boundaries means sharing with people with whom we've developed relationships that can bear the weight of our story. The result of this mutually respectful vulnerability is increased connection, trust, and engagement.